Earthquakes, hurricanes, non-holidays, rallies, and a potential street photography mission. What? Join us today at Nate Bunzalan's Anchor. Woo! Theme song. No, just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about just a lot of what's been going on around the world. If you guys are updated with the news rundown, then you will know that there was, I think it was near Mexico that there was another earthquake that happened. And there is a, is it in South America? That there is another hurricane happening. It was Category 5, if I'm not mistaken. And now, you know, tomorrow we've got the non-working, non-holiday declared by Duterte, which now has become a national day of protest, and lots of people are gonna be coming out, I think in like Carina Grandstand and places like that, which I'm not gonna ruffle anyone's feathers here, but then people do rumor that this will be a day when Duterte tries to get people to protest so that he can use these protests as an excuse to declare martial law. Let's see what happens. I am not quite scared, just more like in deep prayer for our country. That said, I do have a lot of you know, I am very keen on going out to one of these protests and taking pictures. I don't know if that's going to be safe. We really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I think tomorrow is September 21. Is that the anniversary of martial law declaration in the Philippines? I'm not super duper sure, but I feel like it is. Yeah, hey, I mean, I know this is my first anchor for the week, sorry about that, but if you are listening right now, then let's stand together, let's pray together, you know, Christian or Muslim or whatever religion you're from, let's all pray for our country. Alright, I don't really know how to put up links on Anchor, I'm not sure if you can, but if you are interested, search up my friend Sam DeChauco, who is starting her own Anchor station. She just started today, she referred me in her station. I think she has some pretty interesting things to talk about. If you personally know Sam DeChauco, then hey, your friend Sam DeChauco has her own Anchor station. Hey Sam, what's up if you're listening?
Hi Kainate, I just want to ask, have you ever encountered bashers? And if yes, how do you handle them?
There was this one experience where someone made like, I think it was more than one person because it was more than one account, or it could have been one person making multiple accounts. It was less than 5 accounts, but they were accounts solely devoted to hating on me, on Callie, and on Nadine. I think it was the three of us. I don't know if Janine or Hannah were involved, or Mackie, but yeah, it was generally the three of us. And it was quite annoying, quite discouraging actually, because like the whole account was just full of really mean comments, you know, and comments that kind of strike almost my insecurities. So yeah, there are bashers out there, and really these guys, I have no idea what they, you know, what they get out of this. They're not earning from it, for sure, you know, and they're not gaining followers because of it, but they are just inciting argument. They are just really inciting like dissonance, and it's nothing to be really concerned about on a grand scale, especially because hello, 99% of the people who watch or listen or, you know, follow, basically, you know, support and are very kind for supporting and are very encouraging. So like, shout out to you guys, and you know, thank God that the situation isn't that, you know, you have a 50-50 crowd, 50 love you, 50 hate you, and you always want the lovers to be more than the haters. But no, it's just one in, you know, how many thousand, so it's not too bad. And of course, it sometimes appears that because there is one, the voice of the one becomes, you know, it drowns out the voice of the thousands. And I pray about it. I tell my family about it. I vent to even my closest viewers. So, yung pinaka-close ko sa Panmili, if you've heard of them, the Trofam. And if you are Trofam out here, hello, what's up? Yeah, on that, you know, that time when I had that one Twitter hater, I just had to vent to them because I was feeling really bad about it. And then they said, you know what, getting haters is a good thing because it means you're successful enough to get a hater. It means you're that popular na nagkakaroon ka ng haters. And you know, that kind of encouraged me. And they said, you know, this is actually an opportunity to show them love. This is actually an opportunity to show them that, you know, what they're doing is nonsense and that they can be doing something better with their lives, and we can encourage them to use their time for something more productive or something like that, you know, and just share God's love anyway. And so it was a great character building experience for me, one that built up my patience, my forbearance, and gave me greater trust in my family, my friends, and my panmili.
Hi, Kuyanate. What made you choose BSCom?
I actually took up communication technology management. And that is quite a different course from BS or ABCOM, what did he say? But it basically, you take away 70% of the COM courses and you replace it with management courses, business-oriented courses. So I did take up finance and accounting and operations and marketing, and principles of management and organizational behavior. I do know a lot, you know, not a lot, but a little bit about how to run a business, and maybe a lot more than a comm major, but then a comms dude would know a lot more about video editing and about production and just all these comms oriented things than me. But then yes, I did get to amplify my comm skills as well. So the video editing and stuff, I actually learned that more through just trying. I learned that more through making lots of bad videos. Really, there is a lot of stuff that I have unpublished and unreleased to the public and unposted, but they're bad. It's kind of like basketball. When you try learning how to make shots, you gotta first take shots, and you're gonna realize a lot of the shots you take, you're gonna miss, but if you keep drilling it, you will get better. Anyway, I took this course. I started with wanting to take creative writing. Then I realized it's hard to get a job from creative writing. So I ended up, you know, trying to choose lit, because I loved reading, and but then literature didn't work either. So I expanded even more to comms. And then I said, hey, you know, I like comms, I like the creative arts, I like writing, I like all these different things that allow you to express yourself creatively. But I think I said to them, I think my dad is the one who suggested it would be good if you had a business perspective to the things you were doing, because I believe you'll be a leader and you'll be managing people when you get older. So, you know, yeah, my dad believed in me that way and said, hey, you know, go take up a management course. Buti na lang there was a course that had comm and management in the same course, so I didn't even have to double major to learn both of these things. That's it for me today. If you guys enjoyed listening, then be sure to applaud and to favorite the station. That will, and you know, put in some requests too, and call in. That will let me know that you guys are still alive and you guys still want me to be posting content here on Anchor. These are the stuff that, you know, the thoughts in my brain that I want to get out, but I don't think is appropriate for my YouTube channel. Stuff that I wouldn't really put out there because it's really more me rambling. But if you guys want to hear more of that, then be sure to let me know. Stay safe. Tomorrow is a big day in our nation and potentially could be historical. Don't be scared. Let's pray together. And yeah, let's seize the carpe diem together. Oh, by the way, I have a new vlog out.